Post-Hypnotic Press presents Kill the Messengers, Stephen Harper's Assault on Your Right to Know, by Mark Bore, narrated by David Skulski.
In a city that has no watchdogs, the fox is the overseer. Sumerian Proverb. Chapter 1. Democracy, Messengers, and the Harper Revolution. We campaigned on this new Canadian reality, not on a dream or a fantasy or a slogan, but on the reality of this great country rising, a country founded on great principles, a courageous warrior, a compassionate neighbor, a confident partner, and under a strong, stable national majority conservative government, the best country in the world. Stephen Harper, 2011. The King of England stood on a balcony in Westminster, just outside the City of London, and braced himself against the cold. It was a raw January day in 1649. The crowd was noisy, and only a few people could hear him. But there was a man near the king who was writing everything down. Within a few hours, the king's speech was on the streets in the primitive newspapers of the time. It was not the sort of rant that Justin Trudeau or even Stephen Harper would come up with, and it certainly was not the work of a Barack Obama. King Charles I wasn't running for anything. In fact, his career was quickly winding down. The words he spoke were his own, not those of a speechwriter. They're sort of dense and Shakespearean, but after you read them once or twice, you'll get the drift. "And truly I desire the people's liberty and freedom..."